Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 317 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 24, Green Courage.
It aired on October 27th, 1999, written by Jill Donnellan and directed by your boy and mine, Ryuta Tosaki.
Ryuta's back! Long time no see, my boy!
Everybody deserves a vacation, but I'm glad he's back.
Same. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, then we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or DVDs. And you know the rules by now. Start with episode 13, or else you'll have a bad time.
Yep.
Let's do it. Let's just do the thing. My phone's blowing up right now.
Go, go Galactic! We're back, and we just watched Green Courage.
We did. It's ostensibly a Damon episode, but really it's a Cannon Brawl episode.
Good for that guy. I love Cannon Brawl.
Cannon Brawl rules. I can't wait to talk about him. Morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid, on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, and Podknife. If you want to leave us a rating and review in any of those places, we'd really appreciate it. And we haven't thanked them in a while, but thanks to everybody who has.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have any new ones. I checked today. We don't have any new ones. Well, we don't do it on Friday episodes anyway. But
right,
still,
right.
Thanks. Thanks, everybody. Finally, we are on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh for as little as $1 a month. You get some cool stuff in return, and it helps us out a bunch. And we really appreciate it. So maybe consider doing that if you're enjoying the show and want to support us a little bit more. It's Friday. Got to get down on Friday.
Yeah.
So I think we're just going to jump in.
Front seat, back seat. You guys know how
it
goes.
Which seat should we take, Josh?
That's the question, isn't it?
That's the
new
the
to be or not to be. Front seat or the back seat.
Who knew that Rebecca Black was the next Shakespeare? Who knew that the heir apparent to the Bard was Rebecca Black? It's like a one-to-one correlation. It's incredible.
Well, she saw her moment and she took it.
And she took it. Have you heard Saturday yet?
No.
You gotta listen to Saturday.
I don't know. I feel like Saturday might be one too far.
It's not. It's really not. I want her to have a whole album of weekdays.
Rebecca Black, The Week.
The Week. It would be very good.
Does it start on Monday or Sunday? What's track one?
Oh, it's got to be Monday.
But calendars start on Sunday. So, like, how do you got to keep that balance? Or
no,
just go rogue?
No. The week does not start on Sundays.
But I'm just saying, on a calendar.
The fuck a calendar.
Sundays are first.
They are, but they're part of the weekend. They go at the end of the week.
You're right.
Or actually, you know what? Let me retract that. Because Saturday is a very good last song on the album.
But it needs to end on that party anthem Sunday. Sunday is just a day of rest. I feel like that
Sunday
would be like
a
very slow, like,
that's
recuperating from Saturday,
yeah.
Kind of getting ready for Monday. So I don't know if that.
I don't know. I mean, look.
It doesn't matter because you're going to put the album on loop and you're going to
just shuffle it up.
Yeah.
See what happens. I mean, my favorite album, This Is Our Science by Astronautilus, does end on like a slower track. I'm forgetting the name of it right now. I guess I gotta listen to it again. I've been listening to Pomegranate lately, but I haven't dipped into This Is Our Science.
I don't
in a
have
minute.
It on my phone, so I can't help you.
Hold on. I can do this. I can't do this. I'm gonna Google it. I'm cutting. Lift the Curse. It's called Lift the Curse. It's like a slower song. It's real good.
Yeah.
So maybe Sunday is like the.
Just the cool down.
To like
wrap
cool
up
it down.
Song.
Yeah. Because Saturday is kind of a party anthem in that like Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus. Like,
right.
Kind
well,
of
I mean,
vain.
Look, we're getting way too deep into the lore of weeks. but traditionally, Fridays and Saturdays are your party nights.
Those are your party nights.
Yeah. And Sunday's your recovery day. Anyway. I don't party. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Anyway, who knows how much of that got cut. You want to jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
We start off with Commander giving who I am referring to as Illuminati 1.
She gets a name, and it's like Grand Council Rainier. Or Revere.
I think it's Rainier. Someone said it twice in a row, and both times Damon were did. Like, "We're like, what was again? What was that?" So he gives her a paper, and she drops it immediately. And then Damon goes to pick it up and give it back. And the cops are like, freeze. And it's real uncomfy right out the gate. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, hey, this black dude just wants to give you a paper back that you dropped and you're pulling your heat on him. What's up? What's up with this 1999? Not too distant future, I guess.
Yeah, that's an uncomfortable truth.
Yeah, but then Illuminati One, who I don't think we've ever mentioned, is a black woman.
Yeah,
comes up and is like, "Hey, it's not illegal to be polite. Like, don't pull your guns on him." And then she gets the paper back. She's like, "Oh, a little grease on it too, huh?" And then walks away. And he's like, "Sorry,
it's not against the law to be polite." But she ain't trifle with it. No, she's not gonna mess with that.
He is also covered in grease, so he's been working today.
But covered in grease. He is Power Rangers covered in grease, well, that he's got a couple smears on his head.
There's one on his cheek. There's one on just the side of his head.
Like, yeah, it's all up near the top of his head.
It's like he forgot that he had grease on his hands and went to, like, itch his head, which, I mean, I have done.
I don't remember the last time I had grease on my hands. I don't think this is something I've ever done.
Anytime I build bikes, my hands get all greasy.
But I can see how it could be done.
Yeah. You are a compulsive hand washer, so. Not compulsive.
Not compulsive hand washer, but I definitely would rather them not be dirty.
If you get something sticky on your hands,
I have to wash it off.
There's not going to be a moment's haste between you and the sink.
But also, I can be on my phone and forget my phone is in my hand. So I get it.
Yeah, right. That is true. So then we cut to the theme song, and when we come back, a meteor hits the Blade ship. It's just like hanging out in space. And there's at the very beginning, we saw like a planet explode or something. I'm not
Did
sure.
We?
It was like a planet, and then there was a planet, and then meteors flew past it. It maybe looked like it exploded to me. I don't know. It was literally like a second long.
Yeah, the only thing I remember is Damon almost getting arrested.
Yeah. Then meteor hits Blade ship. Everyone panics. Kegler is in the engine room and grabs it and is like, "Oh man, this is terrible." Starts running back. We cut back to the throne room where Deviant thinks that the ship is under attack. And then Kegler comes in with the meteor and thinks that B, it is a bomb. He's an idiot.
Yeah, and he's trying too hard.
Yeah. Kegler says, "No, it's not a bomb, you idiot. It's a meteor, and it blew through the engine and it wrecked a bunch of stuff. And there's like infinity more on the way, and we can't move anymore because of this meteor." And then Trakina says something that doesn't make sense. Maybe it did on the day, but she says, "Don't just stand there like static electricity." You know, when you see that freestanding static electricity just loitering about, like some kind of bum.
That's like what static means, though, right? Is not moving.
Yes, but static electricity so is its own thing.
Somebody had static as a vocab word this week.
Yes, on their word of day calendar, static was on there, and they couldn't figure out how to make it kind of a joke.
Right.
So they turned it into static electricity, which is like, I mean, yeah, I guess just hanging out, but also it means like your hair's going to frizz up and you're going to get a little spark.
Technically, you're not wrong, but also no one thinks of static electricity as standing still.
Yeah. It's just weird.
It's because she's sentence. An alien. They have different
That's true.
Customs and
the
language.
Bug people, they don't it's a lot of nuances are lost. So then she's like, "We need a mechanic because Kegler can't fix the ship at all." He's like, "It'll take me 3 and then Villamax is like, "Minutes," and he's like, "Centuries." All right, drama queen.
Waka waka waka.
Chill out. All right. So they need a mechanic. So we cut back to Terra Venture, where Illuminati 1 and a couple guards and Illuminati 2, who Illuminati 2, if you'll recall, is the guy who's like, "I want everyone down there to die. I'd rather everyone dies instead of helping."
Yes. He does not have a name.
No. It's Illuminati 2. so they are walking down, and there's this really weird shot, and I'm not sure. Oh, I guess I know how they pulled it off. They come out, and there's a guard there, and he's just, like, saluting or whatever. And one of the her guards is, like, looks at him, and it goes back to him, and then it cuts to the second guard's boots and moves over, and there's this the shadow of a buggy.
Yeah.
And it's very well done and very neat. And he looks up, and then it, like, morphs into a buggy. And then a bunch of other guards change into buggies, and they get attacked.
Yeah.
And so they're, like, shooting buggies and trying to get them out of there. The Illuminati's 1 and 2 are, like, hugging while two putty... they're not putties. Two buggies are, like...
No, they wish they were putties.
They're, like, basketball guarding them.
Yeah.
Like, aggressively. And then Damon sees this.
Yeah, he's also leaving... like a minute behind them, I guess, because he was like, if I get too close,
yeah,
they're gonna tackle me or something.
So he sees them and he like kind of ducks off to the side and morphs and he comes in, he starts attacking everybody. And then a big kid shows up, a real big kid. The buggies kind of scatter a little bit because Damon is a Power Ranger and he's like, you guys get out of here, I'll handle the big kid. And the big kid's like, I'm Cannon Brawl. You got to deal with it.
Cannon Brawl's the name. Cannon Brawlin' is the game.
I love Cannon Brawl.
He's so good. He's got one moment later on that's just like,
it's very
so perfect.
It's very good. So he shoots this ball, this like orange ball, at Illuminati One, who has been recaptured by buggies.
Yeah.
And Damon, like, jumps in the way.
Damon was like, quick, go to the side. And they ran to the buggies instead, I guess.
Yeah, because you know how, like, everyone's an idiot?
Yeah, everyone but the Power Rangers are pretty stupid.
Even the Power Rangers a lot of the time, especially these ones, they're not a smart bunch. So the ball, like, Damon, like, jumps for the ball to, like, intercept it, like, take the bullet for Illuminati One. But he misses, and it hits her, and it just teleports her away.
Yeah.
And he's like, where'd you take... I'm like, what? Vice what now? And he's like, no, where'd she go? Where'd go? Damon, what are you saying?
I don't understand.
Sorry, I hear nothing. Then they teleport away. She dropped all of her very important papers, by the way.
Yeah, Cannon Brawl does say, you'll find out soon enough, and then he bounces.
Cannon Brawl! And he dips. And she dropped a bunch of papers when she was teleported. And so he goes over and he picks one up and is like, they took her. And starts crumpling the paper.
The same one that he got his greasy fingers all over.
It's like, Damon, those are important. Maybe just keep them in the file and turn them in real quick. Don't crumple it in anger. I understand you're mad, but it's still probably an important document. Then we cut to, like, smash cut to Leo and Maya trying to talk Damon out of doing something. It's not clear what.
No, because they are searching, and by they, I mean, like, High Command and the Commander are searching for...
Solar panels.
They're trying to find her.
Yeah.
They're trying to find solar panels.
Solar panels.
And Damon, I guess, is going to just do it himself. He's going to go search himself somewhere, but he's instead just... marching across Terra Venture.
He's just walking around mad without a plan, and they're like, no, we... And Maya is like, Leo, you gotta talk some sense into him. You gotta stop him. And Leo's like, I do the same thing.
He's just being me right now.
What, like, walk around angry and purposeless? Like, I just don't know what his plan is yet, because, like, in a couple minutes, Dracaena will be like,
maybe
here's some,
like,
blackmail, but, like...
Yeah, maybe his plan was, I'm gonna go to the park and just yell for Cannon Brawl to come get me, and then... When he does, I'll put him in an armbar until he tells me where she is.
Yeah, maybe. Also, the Netflix description is that Dracaena blackmails Terra Venture. This is extortion, not blackmail.
Yes.
I was hoping that it would be like, I got all your internet searches, and if you don't want me to release it to the whole galaxy, you nasty, nasty people, you better send a mechanic to fix my ship. But it's just... it's just regular extortion. Commander calls another man Commander. I think it's...
That's the High Commander.
Okay. It's just a little confusing.
It is.
Because he's like, Commander? And I was like, you're Commander.
But he commands the Commander.
Who commands the commandment? Okay. I see what we're working with here. He's like, we're trying to find her. We got everybody on it. And then Drakina sends a VHS tape of her being like, hey, I got Vice Principal Rainier. And I will absolutely kill her unless you send a good mechanic. You got 10 minutes. And I like that time frame.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of times I'm like, you have 24 hours. But she knows that she's going to get blown up by meteors. So she's like, 10 minutes or else.
Yeah. But what is she going to do?
Oh, I don't know. Just kill her.
I forgot for a second that she had her. I was like, she's not going to do anything to Terra Venture. She has no engines.
She can't. But, no, she
but
has,
she has, like, a yeah. very important person.
Yeah. So
I get it.
It works.
It does. And she could just, like, have a buggy stabber
yeah.
or something.
So it cuts over to her, she's like struggling against some buggies that are trying to put her in a cell, and she's like, don't do it, leave me to die. and it goes back to Drakina.
And Illuminati 2 is like, okay, you got it. That's my favorite.
I hate helping people.
Helping people.
Maybe I'll be Illuminati 1 now.
More rations for me.
Yes. So Damon's like, put me in, coach. I'm the best mechanic you have. You gotta send me. And they're like, she just said no. And he's like, I don't care. And they're like, you're right.
Yeah. Load up a heliship, which is just a space helicopter.
Yeah, it's the Remora. It's the Remora again. And then he's in there, and someone says, like, hey, we're just about there. And we don't see who it is.
Well, we see Mike. Mike is like...
Oh, Mike is in there?
He's the
okay.
pilot. There is a co-pilot with a big goofy helmet over his head. And who could that be?
I wonder.
Whose distinctive jaw and chin could that belong to?
Damon goes over and is like, all right, I guess we're getting ready. And Leo takes the helmet off and is like, it me.
And Damon's like, what? Leo?
And Leo's like, yeah, I'm a glory hog. I gotta help out. I got to get my stuff in, brother.
David makes what I think he thought was a joke. He's just like, well, it's a stowaway, always a stowaway.
Yeah. I mean, he's in the pilot seat, so.
He's a co-pilot.
Yeah. It's a little, I'd say
did
a
he
little.
Wear, did he have that whole stupid helmet on the whole time?
And who so, is like, he pranking?
So the commander didn't know, because he was like, no, we can't send Leo. He hates jobs.
That's true. Maybe that's it, because he's not licensed to do anything, because he's a bum. He's a useless bum. So Damon gets on the ship and he walks around, and I was a minute before this, I was like, Leo, she super duper hates you. So like, be careful. And then we had to think like, does she know who they are? But then in the Stolen Beauty episode, she hung out with them.
Yeah. She definitely knows.
Yeah. She knows. And Damon gets on and sees Drakina and she's like, Green Ranger. I was like, okay, good, good, good.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't play it like she didn't know who he was.
Yeah, oh,
that
man.
That would have tanked this whole episode.
I started a James Bond podcast recently with Matt Jay from the Super Sentai Brothers. And the way we're doing it is we watch every Bond's first movie, and then we go back into their second movies. So not watching like chronologically or anything.
Right.
Because it would get real rough during the Connerys.
Are they released chronologically? Like, does each movie take place after the one before they jump around?
What I'm about to say suggests that no, not all of them do.
Okay.
Because on Her Majesty's Secret Service, George Lazenby's one and only outing as James Bond, which is actually a pretty good movie. There's some weird pacing issues. I did start falling asleep. Matt did fall asleep. We also had Matt from Ranger Danger on. So we had three hosts, three different Power Rangers podcasts talking about James Bond. But he meets Blofeld in it. And he's like undercover and like hanging out with Blofeld. The movie before then, they met and fought. And Blofeld got like his eye all blown up. And it has to, that means Unregistered Reserves has to be a prequel.
Right.
I was afraid they were going to pull that this kind of thing where it's like, I don't recognize you because it's been four episodes.
Yeah. I hung out with you, but I didn't realize I was hanging out with the Power Rangers.
She was too busy looking at Mike.
That's it.
And that, also, I forget who told me, but Mike is younger than Leo. Like, the actor who plays Mike is like
really?
5 years younger than Leo, which is bananas.
Hollywood's crazy.
It's a weird place. Oh, whoa. I'm never going to think of it. There was some dad-son combo. Oh, it's Indiana Jones and, speaking of James Bond, Indiana Jones and Indiana Jones Sr., they're like 10 years apart. Like, they're not far enough apart to be.
Well, it's like that on the Golden Girls too.
Which one is
the one who plays the mother of whichever other one is younger than her daughter?
That's crazy.
Yeah, she just like looks older, so she was the mother.
She was the mom. Weird, Hollywood man. How's that work?
I wish I could remember their name. Someone is screaming at
one
me
is,
right now.
One is a Blanche.
One is Blanche. Blanche is the promiscuous one.
Okay.
And also Betty White is in
and
it.
And B. Arthur is
Dorothy.
Sure. I was
Dorothy. Gonna... Okay, so Dorothy is the daughter of Sophie.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's right. Someone will at me if I'm wrong.
Sure.
I'm sure. But the actress who plays Sophie is younger than
Sophie
B. Arthur.
Sophie looks like she's 900 years old, yep. though. So
she ain't. It might be, like, some of it might be makeup.
I don't think it's bad. Not on probably not a sitcom from the 70s. Anyway, this is a good episode. I don't know why we're so off topic.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know, guys. Buckle up. Cannon brawl. So we get some... We get a shot of Leo. Oh, also, real quick, he says, I'm a mechanic, not a doctor. Like Star Trek, but backwards. Then we cut to Leo just already down in the hold.
Yep.
Before Damon gets there. Except maybe, now that I think about it, maybe he's in a different place from Damon. But it definitely looked like Damon looked at him.
Yeah, the cut from Damon to Leo made it look like they were in the same place. But he's definitely in the brig. And or Damon, he's going to be in a minute. Who knows where he is right now?
Yeah, and Damon is in, like, the guts of the ship.
The heart of the ship.
Yeah, in this weird engine like, room. It looks like a hallway.
There is an engine that does power an actual heart.
Yes. Is the Blade ship Scorpio's dad.
Oh, man.
Here's the order of events. You start out hot. Then you turn into a big Jabba the Hutt bug.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're a Zord.
Oh, man. Is the Blade ship a Zord?
I think the Blade ship's kind of a Zord. Slash Scorpio's dad. That's the final form, is you turn into a big Zord.
I mean, this season does have organic monsters that turn into robots.
That's true.
So that they can, like, morph and go through, like, weird body horror stuff, if you think about it, for
and
too
then,
long.
And then attach become... to others via those little clicking parts.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird. A minute ago, I was wolf, and now I'm an arm? Cool for me, I guess.
This is fine for the insides of my body.
It's not even like a robot wolf like in season 3. It's just like a real wolf.
Yeah.
Like a real wolf, but now it's an arm. A robot arm. Anyway, there's some welding. There's some mechanicking. Then we come back to Leo sneaking, because it's a Damon episode, but not that much of a Damon episode. Leo's sneaking around, and he gets to where Vice Principal Rainier is being held, and he's like, all right, yes, I found her. And he looks around, and he sees a chain going up a wall.
He's hiding behind some, like, Super Mario Brothers, the movie fungus.
Yeah, it's like it's like a spray-foamed pillar.
Yeah.
And there's a chain on it. He's like, perfect. And he grabs it and starts climbing it. The
First
chain
of all,
just goes to the ceiling.
Yeah, it's not tall. It's not a tall room.
Even if it was, it just goes up. Like, it doesn't... There's not, like, a bunch hanging that you can swing from like a Jumanji monkey.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because he gets one step up the pillar and it slips off and he just tars and swings out and all the buggies are like, oh, hey, there's Leo.
Hey, Leo, what are you doing here?
And he just, like smiles at them.
Then he fights them.
He does. He, like, hip tosses one on top of a barrel, and it looks very painful.
Yeah. A lot of the bumps that the putties and the buggies and the other ones take look real sore.
Yeah.
Like, those guys are doing a lot of work that they don't need to be doing for us.
No, they definitely don't get credit for it.
No.
I don't know who was in that costume.
I can't name a single actor or suit actor ever, period. Maybe we should fix that sometime. Not today, though. It's already 9:18. So he beats all the buggies up and gets up to Vice Principal Rainier. I don't know what her actual rank is, so I'm just going to call her the Vice Principal, because that's fine to me. That means that there's a secret principal somewhere.
Yeah.
Even though she's clearly the top dog. Anyway. He's like, I'm here to save you. And she's like, who are you? And Leo's like, I'm stowaway. That was just for you, Leo. She didn't hear.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that you stowed away to get onto the ship, which is probably illegal. And number two, she doesn't know that you stowed away onto a second ship. And then she didn't hear Damon make that joke. You dink. So he calls Damon. He's like, hey, I need you to open the cell. And we cut to Damon, who's like, got it. And he opens like this like panel and there's a bunch of wires. And he's like, this one. And he goes to cut it. And Diaz's like, hey, hurry up. Because he doesn't know what any of these wires are, which I like. Because earlier they said, like, no one can fix it. It's too weird.
But if I am supervising someone mechanicking my engine.
Yeah.
And they want to cut something that's not broken, I would be a little suspicious.
Well, yes.
Be like, wait, what's that going to fix? What's that going to fix if you cut that?
When I cut this, I'm going to take it to my workshop. I'll bring it up there. I'll fix it up there. And I'll bring it back here. Work for the Grinch. It could work for Damon. Who knows?
True.
So he cuts the wire, and then the door pops open, and Leo gets Vice Principal out. And we come back to Damon, and he's like, all right, all fixed. So he actually fixed the engine.
He did.
And he tries to leave, and Trakeen's like, no, you're staying here forever. And he's like, but you said I could go. And she's like, yeah, I'm evil. I lied to you. And Damon is like, I did not see this coming.
But that one let us go that time. Because Villamax comes in like right after she's like, I lied.
I think the thing Villamax is like, I didn't say anything. Yeah, like,
it's not my word.
It's not my word. So her word, I guess, means nothing. She's a villain. I don't know what you want from me. So there's like a bump. Everyone starts shaking. This camera starts like bumping all over the place. And then I forget what Trakeena says, but they look over where Damon was and he's gone.
He had two huge, clunky toolboxes.
Yeah, like extra big toolboxes.
Cartoonishly large.
Yeah. Just like
smash Deviant's head between
right?
them.
What? Oh, that would have been so nice. Get rid of this guy now. So they meet up, Leo and Vice Principal meet up with Damon, and she's like, you too? And he's like, I'm sorry I saved your life. I don't know what you want from me.
She's like, I commanded you not to do that.
And you're like, well, we didn't listen.
She's like, no, you didn't command me. You commanded Commander to not send anybody.
Yeah. And then we just came anyway.
He disobeyed you, not me. Yeah, I'm following orders. Thank you.
Yeah, he's in trouble, not me. And then the real hero shows up. They just look over to the side, and there's Cannon Brawl.
they're running away, and they round a corner to Cannon Brawl, and he just, like, blasts them down the hallway.
Like, literally, they just turn, and there he is, and he goes, Cannon Brawl, and shoots at him. It's great.
So good.
What a great big kid. He's so big.
He's
like
a cannonball if it was a person.
If a cannonball was, like,
he's Cannon Man.
Yeah,
he's
oh,
a Mega
yes.
Man villain because he
Mega
has an
Man
arm
villain,
cannon
yeah.
and everything.
Oh, God. Absolutely. Mega Man 11 announced
Give
today.
Give me Cannon Brawl, man.
Cannon Man. Time to Cannon Brawl. So Damon, saves them. I was just watching Cannon Brawl do his thing, so like, yeah. I missed a lot of notes. Leo and Vice Principal get onto the ship while Damon is distracting them, and he gets like, Damon's like thrown into a wall. And so Cannon Brawl is shooting at the ship. And Damon, like, jumps in and, like, moves the, like, his hand so it doesn't, like, shoot right into the ship.
Right.
And they're like, we can't just, Leo's like, we can leave him. It's fine. But Vice Principal's like, we can't just leave him.
I think Leo is like, he's a Power Ranger, so, like, he'll get out of it.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that, so I have to look extra crappy.
Right. So then saves them from getting shot, or he gets thrown, and then Cannon Brawl starts like marching towards the ship, and she throws like a smaller tackle box, and he steps on it and face plants, and it's very funny.
Yeah,
because he's like whoop, it's like Three Stooges. And then that gives Damon an opening to jump off a wall, rip a vent out.
He
like
jumps off of the back of Cannon Brawl.
Does he?
Yeah.
So he jumps off, gets like this like air dryer vent, hose vent sort of thing. Bat kicks a valve open and lands and sprays Cannonball with this fog.
Yeah.
Maybe it's cold. I don't know.
It's just getting his gears all wet. It's
just some, like, Matrix stuff. Like,
well, he's a mechanic.
Oh, of course.
These are machine parts.
And he, yes, he does machines. This is him doing machines.
Yeah.
This is how he do.
After he sprays him with the hose, he just throws it down like, got him.
Got him. Nailed it.
Eat it, Cannonball.
And they get on and they leave. And they get back to Terra Venture. And they don't, like, get there yet. They're, like, entering Terra Venture. And then Deviant runs in and is like, engines are at 100%. And she's like, good, get us out of here. I don't want to get killed by meteors. So they leave. And she's like, I am so mad that they pranked me when I was going to prank them. I do not like being counter-pranked. Cannonball, go kill him. So she sends him down there. He teleports to Terra Venture and shoots a helicopter out of the sky.
She does. She calls him into, like, the bridge, I guess.
Yeah.
She's like, Cannonball. And he shows up and he goes, Cannonball!
I love
him. At your service.
This is the best Pokemon.
He's so good. I love him so much.
He's so good. And he shows up. So he shoots down a helicopter, but then he gets shot and Mike's there, who's like, wrong one. And at some point during this fight, Cannonball yells Cannonball again.
Yeah.
Just because that's like his favorite. It's my favorite too.
I feel like that was just a choice of the voice actor. It's like, no, this dude rules. I'm just going to yell his name.
Yeah, like there was something like, I'm going to blast you. And he's like, no.
No, Cannonball just is so into himself.
Cannonball's good enough.
He just yells his name.
There's a Ben 10 alien called Cannonbolt who's similar to Cannonball. But Cannonball is like 1,000 times better. he doesn't turn into a cannonball like Cannonbolt does, but...
But he is one.
He is Cannonball. So what else do you need?
Nothing.
This more than makes up for hard to choke.
Yeah.
I would say. So then the other Rangers show up, and there's like a really neat fight scene where they're like taking cover and dodging behind stuff, and it's like a ranged fight. And it's definitely like... It looks like a yard sale that they're fighting around, but like it's pretty neat.
We also need to point out, after Mike knocks Cannonball down, it's like, hey, wrong one, the other three Rangers show up.
Yes.
And Kai jumps at Cannonball, who blasts him down. Like, does not give him an inch. Yeah. He just shoots him out of the sky. It's
nice.
Great.
God bless Cannonball. Doing the Lord's work. Shooting Kai right in the guts. Not making sure he doesn't get anything cool in. The next episode's called, like, Blue to the Test. It's going to be a Kai episode or whatever. But they're Damon and Leo are, like, shooting at him and dodging around stuff. And at one point, it's just, like, Damon one-on-one. Leo throws him his Quasar Saber. So Damon is dual-wielding Quasar Sabers, and he attacks Cannonball, which gives him an opening for them to lights up. And they do the power-up mode, but only Damon does it. It turns like a green fireball and shoots into Cannonball and kills him.
Yeah. He's like, I got this perfect shot.
Yeah,
and
then nailed it.
And then Cannonball drops to a knee, but before it hits the ground, he's growing.
Yeah. Cannonball. I don't know what you think you can do about it.
I wish he yelled at it. Great Cannonball!
He's like Braun Strowman. That's why he's so good.
I think we figured it out.
That's it. We unlocked the secret. Because Braun comes out every time. She goes, Braun! Which is the best.
It's too bad Damian Sandow's not around anymore.
Oh.
Because the Brains and the Braun would be a pretty good tag team.
That would be very good. I
even if they were a tag team and they just like hung out sometimes.
Yeah, I miss when wrestlers had like connections to other wrestlers.
Yeah.
And it didn't just seem like every single match was on a different show and like things connected. That was nice. Anyway, Damon calls the Zords. And there's also like we get a shot of them like facing off with Cannonball and the Megazord, and there's like a shot of the bay, and it looks pretty bad. It's just like it's like a little pool.
Well, it's just a dome. It's not like a real bay.
Yeah, but it's also like the Power Rangers on a set pool trying to look like a bay. And it's like, okay, someone's going in the drink. I know it. They got to. And then they call Boomer Koanger.
Yeah, the Stratoforce Megazord.
And it comes out in 7 pieces and puts together. And there's an Adventure Zone reference in here that I can make, but it would go over your head. And it's kind of a spoiler, so I'm not going to do it.
That's fair.
But just know, anybody, you know. Anyone who knows, you know. You know. And then so Boomer Koanger gets put together and does its business, and Boomer Koangs him. That's it. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
They do use the lights of Orion to kill him.
Yeah, they blow him into chunks.
He turns into a bunch of pieces and chunks, and they land in the bay.
Gross. It's not the demise that Cannon Brawl deserves.
But he didn't even get to blow up a fire.
No.
Like, he just is chunks
he
now.
He just gets cut into pieces.
He got short shrift by Boomer Koanger.
I think I hate Boomer Koanger.
Me too.
He's my favorite Mega Man X boss.
Well, sure.
But I hate this sword.
But I like Cannon Man way more than I like Boomer Koanger.
Oh, yeah.
So then we cut down to Terra Venture, where Damon and Leo are checking a meter or something. Not sure what they're doing. There's like a thing open, and they're looking at it. Why Leo is here is beyond me. This isn't his job. He doesn't have one of those. He hates them. And then two guards come up, the same two from earlier, and they were like, Damon Anderson, Leo Corbett, is that you? And they're like, yes. And they look back, and they, like, nod at Vice Principal Rainier, and she gets up.
So she's just chilling in a little smart car, and it just seems like she should be in something just a little grander than...
Just something with a door, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe, like, if she had a door, it would be more impressive.
I'm not asking for, like, a Pope-mobile, but just something a little bit more than every smart car that's on the ship.
Than a doorless smart cart. It's a golf cart. It's not even a smart car. It's just like a golf cart that looks like a smart car. And she gets up and she starts like reading them the riot act, like, I told you not to come and all this, and you shouldn't have done it, and blah, 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 blah.
David's just taking it. He's like, yeah, I know.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah, no, I screwed up.
Yep, messed up.
Put me in jail, I guess.
Sorry for saving your life. Arrest me. Love to see those charges. And then she's like, but you didn't do that, did you? And he's like, they're like, no, we did go. And she's like, I hope that if it happens again, you do it again and risk your life for someone else again. And they're like, well, yeah, they can't say we're Power Rangers, this is what we do. But they're like, well, okay. And so she gives them medals for valor or bravery or...
Yeah, courage. Yeah. Courage.
Oh, that makes sense. I thought she was only giving Damon one because she opens a little box and there's one medal in there and she puts it on Damon. And there's like a solid 15 seconds before a faraway shot of Leo getting one.
There is, if you look closely enough, when she takes Damon's medal out, there is a second one underneath it in the box.
Okay. I did not see that. I thought she was like, one for Damon, none for you, Leo.
You're Chewbacca. Yeah. Get out of here.
Then she's like, all right, raise your hand. He's like, Damon, like, thanks her. And she's like, raise your hand. And it's very serious. And raises it.
I thought she was going to make him like swear that if anyone else is in danger, even if I'm ordered not to, I will put my life at risk.
Yeah. And he raises his hand and she's like, high five. And high fives him. That's where the freeze frame is. And it ends there.
Yeah.
So Josh.
Yeah.
I started.
You did.
What's the best?
Oh, this is tough.
It's real tough, isn't it?
Here's what I'm going to... The best is when they round the corner and there's just Cannon Brawl.
That is also my favorite moment. What's the worst?
I think Leo just, like, getting his stuff in.
Yeah.
I didn't super appreciate that.
No.
I understand, like, they needed a second ranger to sneak the vice principal out. But Mike was, like, with him already, and Mike doesn't do nearly enough.
Mike hasn't been in the last 4 episodes, except for, like, some morphed footage and a voiceover. Yeah, I'm going to say the worst is, like, in kayfabe, Deviant, like, is very stupid.
Yeah, he's just an idiot.
So, like, I feel like the worst is that Trakina hasn't seen through it and killed him already.
Yeah.
Who's the MVP?
Cannon Brawl.
Cannon Brawl, obviously. He's the best. Number one. Best monster of Lost Galaxy by a wide margin.
Very near the top of the list overall, I think.
I also think so. I don't know if he's as good as Pumpkin Wrapper. but I feel like he's up there. He's up pretty high. I don't have a list in my head. It's like Pumpkin Rapper, Pudgy Pig, yeah. Anybody else.
Well, now it's Pudgy Pig, Pumpkin Rapper, Flip It For You.
Yeah.
Cannon Brawl, the rest.
Yes. what a good guy. What a good boy.
So cool. I love Cannon Brawl. I'm going to start yelling Cannon Brawl in my everyday life.
We encourage you to do that, too. Whenever times are tough, just look yourself in the mirror and yell Cannon Brawl.
And then you'll be instantly motivated, and you'll just want to like hit something real hard. Yeah.
Hopefully, in a positive, good way. Also, Josh, we did a boo-boo and forgot to rank last episode.
We did. It's a new segment, so sometimes we don't remember.
Yep. Oop.
The last episode was booty, and so I'm going to just, right off the bat, I think this is below the double duty line.
Yes, I edited it yesterday, and the takeaway from it, what even was the episode, actually?
It was Memories of Miranoi.
Oh, right,
that Weird Maya episode.
The takeaway that, while there was some good stuff, it was weirdly paced, and they asked a lot of questions that they refused to answer.
Yep.
So I feel like it does have to go below double duty, but I don't know if it goes any farther below double duty.
What's the one right below double duty?
Galactic Beasts 1 and 2.
Oh, no, it's better than those.
Yeah. So I feel like it goes there. Memories of Miranoi coming in, number 10. That'll change in a minute. Also, I'm hoping we don't do this a lot.
What, forget?
Yeah. I'm not going to promise. We've only forgot twice. So far,
one or two seasons from now, it'll be a regular thing.
Yeah, but every once in a while, especially if the episode's like kind of poopy,
if the episode's bad, we're just gonna want to get out.
Yeah, and so sometimes we forget. Now, where does this episode?
This one's. I don't want to put it too high just because of Cannon Brawl, but he does have those broad shoulders to hold it up on.
Yeah. Yes. Here's the thing: I don't think it goes above. It's not above Stolen Beauty.
No.
I don't think it's above Orion Returns.
No. What's under that?
Right below that is an evil game where they tried to kill Trakina and Leo, but differently. So I don't think it's better than that.
I don't think it's better than that as an episode. I don't think it is.
Yeah. Right below that is Shark Attack, which had the Treacheron Leo fight, which was very good. But I can't remember anything else about the episode.
That's true. I don't think that episode as a whole was as good as that fight was.
Yeah. So I think this episode goes above that.
I think so. I can agree with that.
Okay. So coming in at number 7, Green Courage. So that's it. That's everything.
Yeah.
After I cut out the probably 11 minutes of us talking about Rebecca Black, this is a pretty short episode, so sorry about it. We'll see you on Monday for
Blue to the Test.
What? That sounds...
I feel like it's a play on Put to the Test, but it's not a good one.
No, because it also seems like they're trying to use blue instead of true, but true to the test isn't a thing either.
That's not a thing anyone's ever said before.
No, this is a Power Rangers special where they're like, let's get close to a phrase, but totally wrong.
Yeah.
So on Monday, we'll find out what Blue the Test is all about. But until then,
may the power protect you.
So there it's very loud.